Yes, indeed. We are awaiting any kind of a home improvement question you may have this morning. You can call it in. You can text it in, whichever works for you. 651-461-9226. Either a phone call or a text question. Andy Lindis, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny. How are you today?
I'm doing quite well. Thanks for asking. Hope you and your family and the whole crews at Lindis Construction are doing well. I was thinking, we have, at least around these parts, I'm not sure where you live, if you have had much snow. But I was wondering what our listeners and folks that want to hire Lindis to do various jobs, what are they calling about? Are they calling about windows, insulation? You know, we were having some, you know, pretty cold weather coming up this week, but we really haven't been fighting some major bad weather. What do they want? What jobs do they want done from Lindis?
You know, with the below zero weather, of course, we had an uptick in windows and attic inspections. Interior modeling, you know, I think this time of year, as we spend more and more time inside our homes, people start to want to figure out how to remodel said home. So we've been having a little bit of an uptick in kitchen and bath remodels, so which I think our team does a good job at that as anybody. Well, you're familiar, Luke. Is our main designer now, Panic, who comes on and talks decking a lot. But little known secret is Luke is as good at designing kitchens as anybody on the planet is, I believe. And what you should do if you get Luke to design your kitchen is get the guy to cook for you, because that guy knows his way around a kitchen as good as any chef on the planet. Yeah, I know. I've learned a lot from that fella on more than one subject, cooking being one of them.
And he's got a great construction background, and wow,
he does. Around,
yeah, a great cook. Well, my goodness, somebody, I don't think I have it here in this text screen. Want to know why Lindis chose or has chosen? Basically, they're asking the windows you like to install. What do you like, and why do you like them? I'm sure they're talking about Marvin.
Yeah, you know, we have two major lines, the Infinity line by Marvin and our Season Guard line, which is kind of our price point vinyl line. And really the only reason we keep Season Guard around is to try to match existing windows. And we have, I think it's 2.5 times the amount of service calls on all of the other lines and windows that we have compared to Infinity by Marvin. And we've installed way more Infinity by Marvin than any other line in the last decade. We're really, why we keep gravitating towards them is because they do what they say, that ship what we order, which I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but in the window industry, that's a big deal. Not as big of a deal maybe this past year, but heck, the last 5 years, it's been, you just never know what's going to show up depending on the manufacturer. And the Marvin folks always have it shipped well. They always have it wrapped well. So when it comes, it's not damaged. And there's really no service on those windows. That really, again, some of the installation techniques that we use are part of that. But when it comes to windows, I can't find a better one on the planet. If I could, I'd install it.
And speaking of windows, you and I have touched on this in past shows toward the end of last year as well. And maybe you don't want to get into it, but I have never seen more commercials about various window companies and windows. But is there, can you give our listeners maybe an idea of what to watch out for? I mean, if somebody needs new windows, just something to look out for. Not to pick on those guys, but
I wouldn't let online reviews be the only thing I look at. I'd want to talk to customers. I'd want to talk to somebody that was installed 5 years ago, somebody that was installed this year, because we're in an era of home improvement that, you know, we go back to 1979, and I can't find anybody in the industry that really can compare the last 5 years to any other 5 years in our industry. Meaning there's a lot of corporate America purchasing manufacturers and companies alike. So they might have the same name, but it's not under the same ownership. And I've seen changes in the materials that they offer, changes in the labor that they're acquiring and using. And I would just want to make sure that my warranty one is bulletproof. And I'd want to talk to people If I like windows are can be a pretty expensive job. You know, they can go anywhere from $20,000 to $100,000 for a whole house of windows. And when you're going down that pathway, that type of home improvement project, everyone has to do their due diligence. Just don't believe the salesperson. Just don't believe what you read online. I would want to make sure that we call and follow up with people on the type of installation that we're doing. You know, I would want to talk to installers.
Okay. What about, if you're looking at any company, XYZ company, and you're looking at these different reviews, what about referrals? Can they be real or can they be faked?
You know, there's been a lot of rule changes in the reviews, and I think the online world is doing a better job of scoping out the fake ones. But there's with AI now and the robots and the type of companies out there, you know, we can hire companies that just focus on reviews. I've never cared about reviews as a way to generate business. I've always looked at reviews as a way to find improvement. So I want honesty in my reviews, best I can. The only way to get better is to know if there's a problem. So we do all of our review process that we do is internal. So if you get an email from Linus Instruction about posting review, it's somebody on my team sending you that. If you get a phone call, it's not a robot. It's somebody on my team doing that because we are, that's the most important part is customer satisfaction for Linus Instruction as a whole. Most important part of my job is to make sure everyone that works at Linus Construction is happy. So I know if they're happy, my customers are going to be happy. And that's the stones that we keep trying to overturn. But it's getting harder and harder and harder. And all of a sudden you see a brand new company that's been around for 2 years, and all of a sudden they got twice as many reviews as anybody else. That would be a red flag for me. So again, talking to actual customers that had the products installed recently and a few years ago, I think you do that and you're going to be in a way better spot. I know it takes a little bit of time. And maybe you can't make that same day decision that day, but you're talking about your home here. For most of us, this is the biggest investment we have, and it should be treated with kid gloves and care. And we all rush through this, and I'm telling you, the people that rush through this make snap decisions are the ones that regret afterwards. And the most expensive home improvement project you're ever going to do is the one that you have to replace or the one that you have to do twice. Yeah. So, you know, I would just take your time, do your due diligence, and just don't believe everything you read online because who knows who posted what.
That's true. Andy, hang on. We'll take a quick break. Let's invite our listeners to join in. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you either by phone or by text. Here's the number for either 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830 WCCO. Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to our home improvement show presented every week by our friends at Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. You want to get in touch? 844-9-LINDUS. Easiest number to remember, 844-9-LINDUS, from whatever project you may have in mind. Andy Lindus with us, as usual, this morning. You want to text in or call in your home improvement question. Either way, here's the number, 651-461-9226. Andy, I was looking at a text that came in just a bit ago. See if I can find it here. The roof on the east side of our house has a row of icicles. Strangely, our nearby neighbors don't. The roof is 25 years old. Is there anything we should consider besides getting a new roof? Love the show. Well, thanks for that. What do you think's going on there, Andy?
Well, you're having heat loss somewhere. It probably isn't the roof's fault. It's more than likely your insulation, ventilation, maybe your exhaust isn't up to par. So I would start with an attic inspection. And if you notice that the snow is melting off one part of your roof faster than anywhere else, or the snow on your roof is melting faster than any of your neighbors, chances are you have heat loss. A lot of times, Denny, we did a study a few years back where on average, these homes, if you have can lights, the false soffit, the attic air sealing that we do, it's more important than the insulation. And that's because almost every job that we do, Denny, you're going to find that has more than one type of insulation in it. And we're going to pull all of that insulation out of the attic, put down our spray foam, and then blow in cellulose over the top to get to an R60. One thing that you should understand is people have tried to fix the problem by just adding insulation, and it never fixes the problem because you're still getting heat escape. On average, these homes that we go through this process with, it'd be the equivalent of a 2.5-foot by 4-foot double hung window being left open. That's how much heat loss is going into the attic. And as that heat escapes into your attic, what it does is it pushes all the cold air down the walls, especially like if you don't have a vapor barrier or, you know, a lot of the bloom framing that we have here in the Twin Cities. That's when you start to get the drafts coming out of the outlets, out of the trim on your windows. In fact, we get called out to help homes all the time. They think they have bad windows and doors. It has nothing to do with bad windows and doors. And I know when you look at icicles on your roof, you think it's the roof's fault. Usually not the roof's fault. Attic insulation, it's the least fun home improvement project you're ever going to complete. You never see it, but trust me, you will feel it. It's not the sexy kitchen, but this is something that can really change how comfortable your home is and how healthy your home is. If people only knew what's going on in their attic, and that's filtering a lot of the air that's coming into your home this time of year, especially like, was it Tuesday, we're going to get to 19 below? That kind of crazy weather creates a lot of things in the attic. So we're going to be, I'm guessing on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're going to be in a whole bunch of attics that are frosted up. And once they're frosted up in there, meaning when you look up, the entire roof deck is frosty, that's going to melt eventually. And now you got mold, mildew. That's what the air is going through in your home. So it's just something to keep in mind that a lot of times it's the attic, not the roof, not the windows, not the doors. That's why when we go out for whole home inspections or we're looking at windows or roofing, we want to get in the attic. And I know it's not convenient for a lot of people to get that space cleared out or get into the attic or where your attic access is. But if you want a home improvement project done properly, you should demand that happen. And why more contractors in the Twin Cities don't do that is beyond me. Denny, real quickly, yeah. We got a text, and I'm not being dishonest or disservice at all to any of the WCCO listeners, Rick. The reading reviews, what I'm talking about is the fake positive reviews by companies. You can look up Lindis Construction, not any manufacturer. I can't handle how manufacturers treat, you know, their people or whatever. All I know is what the reviews we get on Lindis Construction, and those are real, not fake, or not dishonest. I'm just saying, because you read all sunshine and butterflies online about a particular product or company, I wouldn't take that as the gospel. I would follow up with people that I can talk to that had the jobs installed. Ask things like, did they clean up after themselves? Did they show up on time? Was the timeline completed in the manner in which they presented you when they first gave you the estimate? Those are things that will help you out in the long run. So I'm not trying to do anybody a disservice, but I will address that with the manufacturers. I don't spend a lot of time online, so I don't look at a lot of reviews or anything like that, but I'm not trying to be dishonest or do any disservice to our loyal WCCO listeners.
Well, I'm looking at what you're referring to myself here, and as far as Marvin Windows, as far as I've known for about 100 years, they put out a pretty quality product. And
yes,
I'm surprised. Maybe I shouldn't be surprised, because there's a lot of competition out there. Who knows where some of these negative comments are coming from?
Yeah, all I know is, you know, I spent enough time up on Lake of the Woods and in the War Road area, and you have a really hard time of finding anybody talk negatively about any of the Marvins or any of the Marvin companies out there. I just don't hear it. And then the people I meet are 10, 15, 20, 25 year long of employment. when you have people that stay with you that long, that says a lot to me. That's the proudest thing I have going on right now, is that the average tenure at Linus Instruction is almost 19 years. That's the best KPI I can take a look at. And this is why the only KPIs I care about are the ones that tell me customer satisfaction or employee satisfaction at all. I don't give a hoot about any KPI, about average sale, profit, and none of that matters. All what matters, because I'm trying to win the long game here. I'm not trying to win the month, the quarter, the year. I'm trying to make sure that the next person that sits in my seat 20 years from now isn't dealing with a bunch of stuff we put on the wall or the roof. So, and the only way I know how to do that is to make sure all the customers are tickled pink and all of the people doing the installs love their jobs. If we can do that, we accomplish those two things, everything else takes care of themselves. And we do our best to work with manufacturers that are sourcing materials in the U.S., made in the U.S. If I can find them made in Minnesota and Wisconsin, I do. LP SmartSide, Marvin Windows. Those are just two of the things that we source locally. And, you know, they're made in War Road, Minnesota, Tomahawk, Wisconsin, and Two Harbors, Minnesota. It doesn't get much more local than that. So I'm trying to, for us anyways. And GAF Roofing is made in Minneapolis. That's, you know, we try our best. And I've toured all those factories. And what I've seen at every one of those factories is happy people doing great work.
Yeah. Quality stuff. Andy, well put. Hang on. We'll take a quick break for that forecast, that chilling forecast. Be right back with more of our Home Improvement Show. If you have a question, and we're going to pick up on text messages here in just a moment. 651-461-9226 from Newstalk 830. This is WCCO. For any home improvement question you may have, good morning. Denny Long here along with Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction, answering those particular questions. Again, the number 651-461-9226. Andy, a texter sent this in a bit ago. It says, if we replace a front door assembly with a side light, is an aluminum frame better than a wood frame, do you think?
Are they talking about like a screen door?
No, it just says a front door assembly with a side light. I'm not sure if they mean the whole assembly, having an aluminum frame versus a wood frame.
Well, we use steel or fiberglass frames on all of our entry doors. Our aluminum doors are going to be storm doors or screen doors, which you can get with a side light, unless you're talking about some of the commercial applications. I don't like aluminum for doors and windows as a whole, especially if the aluminum's coming to the inside, just from the thermal transfer that can happen. Aluminum conducts energy at a little bit better rate than, say, like a stainless steel. And so the cold transfer happens more there. This is why you always see stainless steel used as the spacer system between two panes of glass over any other types of metals, just because it doesn't conduct energy as well as some of the other options out there. So for me, steel or fiberglass are what should be used on an entry door.
There were a couple. I made myself a note here from last week. I had saved a couple of texts, but I just made note they were about insulation. One was basically, can Linda still insulate my attic, my home, this season? What do you think of that question?
For sure. Absolutely. I believe our lead times right now are 3 to 5 weeks out for insulation projects, depending on your geographical location and the scope of work. But, yeah, we can definitely get it done this year. And right now inspections are about a week out. So within a week, we can at least diagnose what's going on there. And within 3 to 5 weeks after that, we can have the project completed.
And if I can interpret my scribbling here, another texter said about insulation. They hear us talking about insulating attics, but they want to know if insulation is done on walls in homes, not necessarily new construction, I believe.
You know, if you're doing an extensive remodeling project or siding project, that is a doable thing. But if you're looking at those outfits that drill holes and spray foam into the walls, just too many voids and too many bad things that happen. So I've never gone down that road. I have, however, gone to those projects and fixed them and found the voids. But it's not something that we do. People always think about insulating their walls because they're feeling the drafts come through there. And usually, if you can deal with what's going on in the rim and the top plate and what's going on in your attic, that's going to eliminate that air movement in your walls. So you're not going to feel the drafts. Those drafts in the walls that you feel, almost always coming from the attic. The air is getting pushed down the walls and is coming out of your sockets, your outlets, light switches, the trim around your windows, the trim around your doors. And so it's not the wall's fault or the insulation in the wall's fault typically. Heck,
I'm looking.
Going to some houses when we remodel them, Denny, we can, it's neat, you find old newspaper in the walls. I mean, that's what we use.
Yeah.
That's what we use for insulation at sometimes, or nothing.
Absolutely.
At all. Like when I remodeled my old farmhouse here, my 2x4s were actually 2 inches by 4 inches, and it looked like somebody had ran them through the mill, and they're made of oak, and that was pretty neat to see. But there was zero insulation in the walls, so I did find a couple of old toys we had in the kids when me and my brothers were kids that fell down the walls. And as we remodeled the kitchen, we found a lot of cool stuff like that.
like a time capsule.
Right. Dukes of Hazzard, Matchbox cars, and G.I. Joes. It was there was all sorts of stuff that fell down the old balloon frame, you know, farm home, 4-square farm home that we have.
Another question that I made note of, because you had made mention a couple of times over the years that you've had your ductwork cleaned. Is that something that you would recommend people do from time to time?
You know, if you're noticing that your filter is getting, you know, pretty dirty quickly, that's a good clue. And, you know, so I've seen people waste money with that, and I've seen it where, oh my goodness, this should have been done years ago. So depending on your situation, if you're noticing that the filter is really dusty, or the dust around your vents are happening, you know, don't be afraid to pull off a register vent and take a peek down there, the flashlight. And if it looks grody, yeah, get one of these ductwork guys. It's pretty cheap. But not all of them are created equal. So I'd want the ones that come in, you know, they have the brush that knocks everything loose and then vacuums it out. And just know that, you know, you might have to replace a filter or two right out the gate. But replacing the filters on your furnaces in a timely manner are more important. It's crazy how many times when we do home inspections or anything like that, where we find out that the filter was so dirty, it actually got thin a little bit.
Huh.
That's not good. You know, we should be replacing these this time of year, once, maybe twice a month.
Yeah. Yeah, that furnace, with these temps, it's always on, seems like. Listener, I'm looking at another text, Andy, about Marvin Windows. Do they make a window that's custom fit for existing openings, or are they standard windows that have to be modified? What does Lindus do with those Marvin windows?
They're all custom fit to the opening. Not every line at all the major manufacturers is available that way. If you're buying from a big box store or on your own, you might be stuck. These are the standard openings. But when I order them, the Infinity product, so there's a lot of different lines that all of these manufacturers have. Our line of windows from Marvin, which is the Infinity with an I product, is custom made to that opening. I believe it's to the eighth of an inch is how small that they go. But every window that we're installing in the home, we order specifically for that opening, specifically for that home. We also got one, how does our windows compare to Anderson windows? Again, if you're going to compare the two top-of-the-line ones, I think that the Ultimate window and the 400 Series windows from both those companies are very similar, great windows. If you compare the Infinity window, would be more comparable to like the Renewal by Anderson product. I don't even think it's close. I know it's not. The Infinity window is hands down a better option. Has better options for the interior colors, better options with the Everwood, better options, and more importantly, it's tighter. Meaning, if I do a blower door test on those windows. It's going to take a little bit more oomph from the blower fan to make the Infinity window leak air than it is the Renewal product. And I come from an area of the world where everyone worked at Anderson Windows. And Anderson is still a great name. And I compare them. Anderson makes more windows than the other two, I think, the big three combined. But all of the lines of every one of these manufacturers, Pella, Anderson, Marvin, they have different lines of windows. And if you choose the upper end window from any one of those manufacturers, I really don't think you can go wrong.
Yeah.
And I have windows that are made by Marvin from 25 years ago to last year. And again, they're always the upper end windows. The ultimate window we have on our place on Lake of the Woods. I have Infinity windows at all of my home here in the cities. And I think these are the best windows I ever installed. And my home here, Denny, I have 8 different manufacturers of windows. 3 different manufacturers of doors in my home because I'm trying to test them to see if I should use these for my customers. And you just never know until you go through a couple of seasons and some of this 20 below degree weather till you really understand how they perform. And I was skeptical on the Infinity windows by Marvin. And I ordered the largest window that they could manufacture. And I built a room around these windows. And
you built the room around the windows?
Yes, I designed the entire room around the 4 giant 3-light slider windows. And I chose this for a reason. One, sliders as a whole leak more air than any other type of window. More air than double hungs, more air than casement windows, which some people call crankouts. And the bigger the window gets, the easier it is for the glass to fail. And I'm 4 years into this experiment, and I can tell you what, on Tuesday, when we got those, you know, upper teens below zero, my thermostat will be reading warmer in that room from about when the sun hits it around 12:30 to 3 o'clock. It'll be warmer in there, meaning I don't have the in-floor heat kicking on. Now, I spray foam the ceiling and the wall in this room, and my thermostat's going to be set at 72. In the afternoon, it'll probably be 73, 74 degrees in there. So I'm getting thermal heat gain. The way they coat these windows, the lower the sun gets in the horizon, the more solar heat gain you get. So in the wintertime, it's actually helping to heat the room. And they're so tight, they leak no air. And again, 4 years into this experiment, and I wouldn't go back.
Real life testing. Yeah. And why not? I'm getting a signal. We need to take a break. Let's do a quick one. We come back, we'll pick up on more text messages from our listeners. Still have time. 651-461-9226 on our home improvement show presented by Linda's Construction every Saturday here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Stay with us. And good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to our home improvement show presented by Linda's Construction. You want to get in touch if you have any particular project in mind. They'd love to hear from you. 844-9-LINDAS. 844-9-LINDAS. Before I get to another text, Andy, this unsolicited text, I wanted to make mention we've been talking a lot, not planning on, but it turns out we talk a lot about windows this morning. This texter says this: good morning. All of our windows are Marvin. Many are now 18 years old. Some as new as last year. All perform perfectly. We would not consider another window brand. You probably hear that from time to time about Marvin products, don't you?
I do on the regular, for sure.
Yeah. This other text, I know we've got a couple of minutes to go on the show here. This listener had a bad experience with a home inspection company. They will be buying a new house, or will, I'm not sure if this is a question or not, will be buying a new house in the future. Can I use a builder, electrician, and HVAC company to get a better inspection? How do you interpret that question, Andy?
Yes, you know, depending, you know, sometimes these inspectors work hand in hand with realty people. Not saying that there's anything sideways going on, but, you know, they want to make a deal. And I just, you know, there's a big difference in home inspectors in the Twin Cities on how thorough They are. And if I'm purchasing a home, I always get professionals involved if I have questions about electrical, HVAC, or anything like that, or any family or friends that have purchased homes. I get these calls on the regular. I would, you know, there's things that I notice on homes that inspectors don't, and I'm not an inspector. There's things that an HVAC person are going to look at that inspectors aren't going to look at. Same with an electrician. But I think you're going down the right path to keep yourself safe. It might put you out of the running on getting the home you want at times because it takes too long. But, you know, I would work with your realtor, tell them your concerns, and I would be the person that does the research and hires the inspector. I wouldn't leave that up to any other professional.
Usually, Andy, I like to ask you from time to time what kind of deals. We're still in February, actually the middle of the month. What kind of deals is Lindis offering on various things?
We have 75% off labor on the installation of an Infinity Windows by Marvin, GAF asphalt roofing, and a leaf guard gutters. So we're gearing up for the springtime. If you're looking at any type of project in the spring, now is the time. I know our decking department is getting pretty overwhelmed already with some scheduling in the spring. We have some interior remodeling that they know it's going to get farther and farther out. So if you're looking at wanting a home improvement project done in May, June, July, August, I think now is as good a time as it gets. And here's the thing, Denny. Every major manufacturer of home improvement projects is sending out letter after letter after letter, raising the prices. And I've negotiated a window of time here that we get whatever we get sold here between now and the end of March, there's going to be no price increase at Lindis Construction. So I think right now, the next 2 months, is going to be the cheapest time. Forget about any special. Forget about any deal. Every price on all these materials are going up anywhere from 6 to 12%, which,
wow,
why every manufacturer in the world send this letter all at the same time. It sure looks goofy to me, but that's a subject for a different time. I've spent the entire week talking and trying to figure this out. So we are going to work with people that we gave estimates to last year that we knew were getting ready to do this project in the spring. And anytime, so you sign a contract with us, March or February, you're going to be guaranteed no price increase. I don't care what the material prices do, where they go. I'm making a deal, and I'm going to stick to it.
All right. One final window question. What kind of glass does Marvin use in their windows? I guess it differs, I suppose.
Well, we use a stainless steel spacer with Cardinal glass and argon filled. There are other gases you can get, but it gets so expensive, really the ROI isn't there anymore. And one thing you should know is our glass space is a little bit wider than the ordinary glass. And the good folks at Marvin texted me a correction. Our windows are custom made to the 64th of an inch. I think I said eighth of an inch. No, wow. It's the 64th of an inch that we're measuring. So that's as custom as it gets, Denny.
Boy, I should say. Well, I'm glad you had that follow-up. What about leaf guard gutters? We haven't talked about those for a while. Any time of year installation on those, even now?
You know, it has more to do with the amount of snow and ice on your roof than the cold weather. It can get pretty dangerous removing, you know, the gutters if they're iced up, and expensive if we have to get the steam machines involved and remove an ice dam. So some projects have to wait till spring, but we haven't had a ton of snow this year, so we're not seeing that icing up be too terrible. But usually on most years, there's about 3 to 6 weeks where the leaf guard people can't install. It's just it's a little bit better than roofing. Right now, roofing is shut down outside of emergencies, repairs, new construction we can do a little bit with.
Yeah.
But if I'm building a brand new house, I can tell you this, I don't know if I'd like it that my roof was installed in 14 below weather.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know, you're building something that's the last 50 years, man. It's not, you're going to want to, you know, just hold off until March. March, when it gets to, if it's getting to like 40 degrees, you can roof all day long.
Andy, we're out of time. Great talking with you as usual. Let's do this again next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. Yeah, give him a call, 844-9-LINDIS.